calls for it, then you get bigger discounts. Absolutely.
All right.
Well, this is like a special thing.
My name is Liz Kirkus from Catskill, and you're listening to WGXC Acra, Catskill, and Hudson.
There are all sorts of events on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org. You can even add your own by clicking on the Add an Event button and hear your event being read on the radio or seen around the world in the community calendar at WGXC.org. And there are several Halloween-themed events there, too, including Saturday, October 30th. There are trick-or-treating possibilities for youth in the area, both at the Museum of Firefighting on Harry Howard Avenue from 10:30 a.m. to noon, and also at Art Oh My from 1 to 3 p.m. That's out in Ghent on Route 22. Find out more about this trick-or-treating on Saturday, October 30th on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Elizabeth LoJudis of Hanacroy, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
90.7 FM.
Acra, Hudson, Catskill.
It's been at least 3 summers since you've been back to the lake house. Maybe more. You've missed it so much.
You're sitting alone on the screened-in porch, watching some kayakers paddle home in the late daylight. The rest of the family won't arrive for a few days still.
You'll be glad to see them. You miss them like you've missed the house. But you're not looking forward to explaining why it's been so long.
Why you had to come crash here, at the lake house, after being nearly impossible to reach for years.
The sun slowly tucks itself behind the trees on the other side of the lake, casting the house in blue shadow before it finally sets.
You'd gotten so caught up back in the city, in a job that you hated, and in a relationship that made you hate yourself.
You moved in with him after only a few months, and before you knew it, your lives were so bound together that untangling yourself from him didn't even feel like an option.
But you did it. You're here.
Though you do feel awfully lonely.
It's dark now. The screen door slams behind you as you head down to the shore with your swimsuit on. Beetles still buzzing against it trying to get to that porch light.
The air is warm and balmy. The water just slightly cooler.
You send ripples of moonlight across the surface of the lake as you swim out to the middle.
You were just thinking you were the only one awake besides the crickets and the frogs when you hear a peal of laughter bounce across the water.
A boat club? Maybe a summer camp?
You see a soft pink glow radiating through the black pine trees along the opposite edge of the lake.
You swim closer.
You follow the neon light like a beacon until you reach the shore and feel the heat of a benevolent bonfire as soon as you step out of the water.
Its firelight throws jumping shadows onto the face of a lodge just beyond it.
You never knew this place was here. It's almost as if it showed up when you did.
You hear that lovely laugh again.
Someone opens the door, smiles, reaches an arm toward you, a plush towel in hand.
Somehow they don't feel like a stranger.
You wring out your hair and step inside the Love Motel.
Good evening, lovers. Welcome back to the Love Motel, your home on the airwaves for all things love and romance. This is Honey.
And this is Donna. And if you're tuning in from where the Catskill Mountains meet the Hudson River, where I am, you're probably noticing the shorter days, just a few orange and yellow leaves in your yard, and that first touch of autumn in the air. It's still hot in the sun, but cool in the shade.
Or maybe you found us on the dial while driving the freeway in Los Angeles, where I am, with the AC off and the windows down, and you can feel that cool California breeze sprinkle goosebumps on your skin.
Or wherever you found us, coast to coast, we're glad you've chosen to spend the night with us.
If this is your first time here, the Love Motel is a late-night radio romance talk show where we answer your love advice questions, send your personal ads and misconnections out on the airwaves,
and play you just the right love songs that you needed to hear.
So, Donna, tell me, which of our lovers are we going to be communing with tonight?
Well, honey, how about these? We can hear from one listener who wants to change things up in the bedroom, but doesn't know the right words to say. Another who's feeling that ubiquitous vulnerability inside of a committed long-term relationship.
And a single listener who wants to know what we think about some unsolicited flirtation they've received from a suitor.
We can't wait to get to all of these, with all of you out there, tuned in on another lonely late evening at the Love Motel.
So hold on to your hearts.
And keep that dial tuned to this exact frequency.
We're so excited to spend the night with you.
So, honey, should we get into our very first letter?
I think we should. They wrote,
"Dear Donna and Honey, I've been having some problems recently with my partner in the love department. I've been feeling that when we're making love, that it's always so serious, and sometimes it takes the joy out of being intimate with them. My partner is a more serious person and can be a bit brooding, but sometimes our lovemaking is a bit too intense for me. What I really want is to lighten things up with them, to see them smile and laugh, and not take things too seriously. I've been thinking that maybe doing some role-playing could spice things up, possibly trying on some funny costumes or something like that. But the thing is, I don't know how to tell them, and I'm not sure they would be on board. Do you have any advice for how I could get back in the mood? Sincerely, Masked Marauder, Mrs. Making Memories."
Oh, Masked Marauder, we're glad you brought this question to us. We know this kind of convo can get you stumbling over your words.
Talking about the kind of sex you want to have with your partner can be very intimidating. You want them to be into what you want, and it's hard to not feel awkward or at a loss if they're not. Sometimes our intention to be honest about our needs gets misunderstood and leads to someone feeling that they're an inadequate lover. All our bodies are so different, and the way we experience pleasure is so different. So not every dreamboat can be dynamite in bed right off the bat, but that doesn't mean they can't be somewhere down the road. Sometimes it just takes a little work, and personally, I think it's always worth it. I like to think about intimacy as a language, and we all speak a different one. When we get involved with someone, we have to learn their language and they have to learn ours to truly make sparks fly. Finding the way to mutually fulfilling sex is such an important development in a relationship. It's not at the top of everyone's list of what makes a relationship work, and that's okay too. But if it's a key element for you, the search for good sex with your partner should never be disregarded in an attempt to preserve other aspects of your bond. So you're right on track if you're already doing this work. But before you jump right to the kinky costumes, maybe try mixing things up by changing locations. Why don't you do it in the road, in the woods? Anything to try to take your partner out of their head and into the sexy, silly moment.
That's a great suggestion, Donna. Whatever your fantasy, we fully support dressing up in the bedroom as a way to shake things up. Because sexual chemistry is a tricky thing, right? Sometimes the thing that turns us on doesn't really do it for our partners. And as relationships change and evolve, our needs and desires and sexual buttons can really change too. It's hard to make sure yours are changing together. But ultimately, I think you're going to have to chat it out. My advice for having sex talk is to do it in one of two ways, depending on how your partner is and what you think can make them feel their best and most open. For some people, it's pillow talk. You're so close, the lights are off, the line between sleep and sex and waking is all very blurred, and you can feel like your truest, most honest self. Talking about sexual desires and needs in that moment can feel easier than it does in the harsh light of day. All you need is a, "Hey baby, I've been thinking. Do you think doing X or Y would turn you on?" But for others, that all might be too much. In the bedroom, naked and vulnerable, might not be the place for that kind of chat. Might be too intimidating, too many opportunities to be misheard or misunderstood as you whisper sweet nothings back and forth. So maybe a long car ride or a lazy evening on the couch is the time. You can still use that same opening line.
So whatever you choose, masked marauder, we think it's brave to respect your own intimate desires enough to have these kinds of tough conversations.
And who knows? It just might lead to the best sex of both of your lives.
Here's a song for both of you. That's one of the sexiest songs in the world.
And it's all about dressing up and getting down.
Here's Venus in Furs by the Velvet Underground.
Shiny, shiny, shiny boots of leather. Whiplash, girl child. And cure his heart. Downy sins of street life fancies, chase the costumes she shall wear. Severin awaits you there. I could sleep 4,000 years. kiss the boot of shiny, shiny leather. Shiny leather in the dark. Tongue the thongs, the belt that does await you. Strike, dear mistress, and cure his heart. Severin, Severin, speak so slightly. Severin, down on your bended knee. Taste the whip, in love not given lightly. Taste the whip, now bleed for me. Colors made of tears. Shiny, shiny, shiny boots of leather. Whiplash, girl, child in the dark. Severin, your servant, comes in bells, please don't forsake him. Strike, dear mistress, and cure his heart.
You're listening to The Love Motel. Did you know we need you to keep the lights on around here?
That's right. We're waiting for you to check in. Submit a question for us, Donna and Honey, or write in a personal ad and we'll read it out on the air.
Or want to let your sweetie know you're thinking of them? Submit a song dedication and we'll play a tune that's just for the two of you.
Well, how do they do that, Donna?
It's easy. Find us on the web at thelovemotelradio.com or call us and leave a message and we'll play it on the air.
Just call 857-DIAL-LOVE. That's 857-342-5568. Can't wait to hear from you.
I'm a hard for you, babe. Can't get enough of your love.
Love Motel, your sonic stopover on love's winding highway.
We hope you're clocked out but tuned in, and finding that hearing Donna and Honey's voice come out of your radio tonight is the best way to unwind.
So, who should we talk to next, Donna?
Next up, I want to address a tricky question, but one that I think a lot of us can relate to, that we got from a listener we're going to call Bad Jeans. They wrote,
"Something has been coming up recently with my partner that is really concerning me. I've been with my partner for several years, and over these years, I have gained quite a bit of weight. I used to be a lot slimmer when we started dating. Also, I've been working through some health issues which affect what foods I can eat and my metabolism. Recently, we went shopping together, and they picked out some jeans for me to try that were so obviously way, way too big for me, and it really hit me hard. They have said some stuff before in passing, not at me or anything, but that they would have trouble dating someone a lot heavier than them. I have always had problems with my body image and weight, not necessarily to the point of an intense eating disorder, but so many people have those problems with weight and body image. Another thing is, I feel better than I've ever felt in my life. I've really gotten to enjoy the weight I'm at, and I feel better. I don't work out that much, but I have taken up boxing again, which I love. I wanted to try to bring this up to my partner, but I'm worried that they will just brush it off or not be completely honest with me about how they feel. We are very committed to each other, but I think this may cause big problems down the road. Help."
Oh, this is tough territory. It's an absolute, and I mean inarguable, must that our partner or partners make us feel beautiful, powerful, and confident in our skin and in our clothes. So I just hate that your partner is behaving in a way that's making you feel self-conscious, even if they don't mean to be. It makes my heart glow to hear that you're loving the body you're in right now. That is no small thing. You're right in that so, so many people struggle daily with achieving just an ounce of that feeling. So I don't want your partner or anyone else treading on that shine.
I totally agree, Donna. That's so well said and so important.
And if I'm being totally honest, I don't even like that your partner said something like, "I don't think I could handle being with someone heavier than me." I just don't like that kind of talk.
Yeah, it's fatphobic, and it sucks. It's unnecessarily callous and inconsiderate. The only thing I'd like to point out is that in your letter to us, what you've described is a lot of worry and fear that your partner might, either now or in the future, find your body unattractive. But have they ever said anything about your body or acted a certain way around you that confirmed these fears? That messed up thing they said about their preferences, they might not think that applies to you at all, which is why they said it so carelessly in passing. And the jeans thing, while so gutting, I totally get that, might have just been a sloppy oversight. They have no idea what size you are or what those numbers mean. Could they have just taken a very bad guess?
Clothes can have a funny way of making us feel even worse about ourselves than before we put them on. We're the only ones who truly know our bodies and what fits make us feel best. So buying clothes for other people is always a risky move. Unless it's a plain t-shirt, I tend to steer clear of gifting clothes to my partners and even my closest friends. It may be time to tell your partner that shopping for new jeans is a personal journey, but thanks anyways.
Now, maybe you left some things out so as not to paint an altogether negative picture of your partner. And of course, as Donna said, we want all our partners to be enthusiastically complimentary. And it's nice to be reminded that someone still finds us attractive even as the years go on. Maybe some people don't need that, but I do. And maybe you do too. So if there's radio silence from your partner on this, I'd want to bring it up too.
If you're committed to staying with this person, I'll say what we always end up saying. Have a talk. Get this person to pay attention to the way they talk about bodies. Yours, theirs, others. Tell them you heard that ugly thing they said and how it made you feel. Tell them you don't need their help picking out jeans. Your partner should be aware of what you've been through with your body and the excellent, positive place you're in now, so they can give you the respect and body worship you deserve in exactly the way you want it.
But ultimately, none of what we've said so far gets at the most important issue here, at least from my perspective. If you're worried that your partner will brush aside your feelings and insecurities, that is the problem here. Not your weight or your body or how your partner feels about your weight or your body. If you're not sure that they would pay good attention to something that affects you so deeply, as it affects all of us, as you said, how sure are you that you want to invest more time and effort and love into this partnership where you're not sure you'll ever feel seen or heard?
If your partner does just brush it off like you fear and continues to behave insensitively around this subject, I say ditch him and find someone who perpetuates all that goodness you're already feeling about your beautiful body.
A true intimate partner is someone who knows all your intimacies, and that includes your insecurities, and makes you feel reassured about them, not full of doubt. You deserve someone that makes you feel as good about your body as you clearly have made yourself feel.
Even if commenting on or talking about one's body image, body weight, or shape is within the unique boundaries of a relationship, it still needs to be done with attentive care and great consideration for the journey someone has been through regarding their body. And it is completely reasonable for these discussions to not be on the table at all. Even talking about one's own body can make others around them think about the ways in which they're self-conscious about theirs. So these body talk boundaries should be heeded in our friendships as well.
That's a great point as always, Donna. Thanks for reminding us of the big picture.
But an even bigger thanks to Bad Jeans for trusting us with an issue that's so vulnerable. We hope we've returned just as much tenderness as you've shared with us.
And we want to play you a real Love Motel anthem, a song that we listen to anytime we need a reminder of just what we deserve in this world. Here's Any Man of Mine by the one and only Shania Twain.
But you better be on time. Any man of mine will say it fits just right when life's music is just a little too tight. And anything I do will say that'll be okay when I have a bad hair day.
if I change my mind a million times. I wanna hear him say, looking better than me. And when I cook him dinner and I burn it black, he better say, I like it like that, yeah. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say,
we
We've got a song dedication tonight. Someone wrote, Donna and Honey, can you send a super special song spinning out into the universe for my one-of-a-kind friend, Anya? She's all the way on the other coast, but I know she'll hear it.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Love Motel. If you're lost and you just stumbled in, just know that we're a radio romance talk show and that we are so excited that you've happened upon us tonight.
You know, this show runs on submissions from all our lovers out there. Without you, the hallways of this place would be quiet and empty.
So if you're out there with your ear pressed up against the radio and think you'd like to be part of our next show, do us the pleasure of heading over to thelovemotelradio.com and submit a personal ad or misconnection so we can matchmake right here in town or anywhere coast to coast.
Or leave us a message on our love hotline. Call 857-DIAL-LOVE.
That's 857-342-5568.
Or find us on Instagram at the.lovemotel.
In the meantime, let's hear from one more listener. They wrote,
"Hey, honey and Donna. This might be a bit awkward, but here it goes. There's this guy that I really like. We've known each other for years. We grew up together, and when we went to college, I went to out of state, and he went to the city. We've recently started to get back in contact and express some feelings for each other. We've made plans to hang out a lot this summer. I'm moving back to my hometown after a few years living away. I'm really into him, and my friend is having this huge weekend as soon as I get back. We're doing some boat cruises along a coastal city, and we are planning on going together. We were texting the other day, talking about stuff, and he sent me, kinda out of the blue, a dick pic. We really aren't like that, and I really felt a bit, I don't know how to say it. It was just very unsolicited and made me really uncomfortable. He apologized about it, and I think we were just on very different wavelengths when it came to that. Also, I'm worried that if he just blurts out a dick pic, how is he talking to other girls? If he expects one back from me, which I'm totally uncomfortable with. I'm just not sure how to go forward with this whole thing, especially because as soon as we get back, we're going to spend this whole weekend together. Soliciting advice for unsolicited media."
All Honey has to say to this is no. Just no. There is no way in the year of our Lord 20 and 21 that a man sends an unsolicited dick pic without knowing exactly what he's doing. That is, making the receiver feel uncomfortable. It's the modern equivalent of a trench coat flasher, and it's deeply disturbing and rude. It's a power move, meant to make you feel exactly how you're feeling now. Confused and awkward and kind of crummy. If this was one of my suitors, I'd never talk to them again. Is that too harsh, Donna?
Ugh, no, not at all. Does this guy think we're back in 2016 or something? Do people even send unsolicited nudes anymore? And maybe I'm just getting out of touch. Your letter was reading like the plot of an excellent 90s rom-com, but then, ugh, we're sorry it went down like this. Since you're right at the glorious beginning, before even so much as a kiss has happened, you're in a pretty good spot to painlessly pivot right out of this potential romance with nothing more scarring than an awkward weekend boat cruise. If it bothers you enough, maybe it is worth asking him if this is how he does it with the other girls, like you thought. Or maybe you just gotta let this fish off the hook entirely.
And just for the record, we're totally pro flirtatious and salacious texting. But both parties have to have naturally ended up at that place in the conversation. You're supposed to test the waters with slightly provocative texts, gauge someone's comfort level, and get their consent to ramp things up further. It doesn't sound like this guy did any of that, which is just so rude.
That's exactly right, honey. We're firm believers that there's nothing sexier than someone who keeps it sexy, but takes it slow and respects your boundaries every step of the way.
And few have said that better than one of our favorite family bands, the Pointer Sisters, with Slow Hand.
Don't say-
Here's another song request coming through the airwaves. This listener wrote, "Hey Donna and honey, can you play a song that's all sultry love for the woman who knows what I'm thinking before I say it, what I want before I need it, and just the right song to play when I need to hear it? Her name is Amanda. Thanks." Hello and welcome back to the Love Motel and the room you've booked on another lonely night. We're so glad you let Donna and Honey keep you company all night long. But it's time to send you all home.
and flick off the lights here at the Love Motel.
So drop your keys at the door, and don't forget to pick them back up again next month.
Until then, you know you can always come see us at thelovemotelradio.com and catch up on all our old shows.
Plus, you can submit your own question for us, or even a personal ad or misconnection.
Or find us on Instagram at the.lovemotel.
That's right. Slide into our DMs anytime.
Or, better yet, pick up the phone and leave us an anonymous voicemail.
We know it can be hard to open up your heart on the airwaves, but please don't be shy.
We love to hear from you, and we can't do this show without you.
Our number, in case you missed it, is 857-DIAL-LOVE.
That's 857-342-5568.
And if we didn't get to your letter this time, don't worry. We haven't forgotten about you. We'll read it out next time and help you wade through whatever's on your mind.
So, honey, what should we close out with tonight?
How about a song that you showed me, Donna, that feels good to hear in the empty halls of this place late at night?
Until next time, don't forget,
love is in the airwaves.